Music from Charlie Sayles, who hails from down in New Orleans. That was Down and Out from his 1990 release called Night Ain't Right. Plus Snooks Eaglin from his release Teasing You, that was Lily May. All right, it's time for just one more track here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's hear from Champion Jack Dupree performing live. This is One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer on WRCT Pittsburgh.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Yes, one beer. Well, whiskey, whiskey, won't you turn me loose? Bottle and bond is the only juice. One scotch, one bourbon. Yeah. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, yeah, yeah, one beer, yeah. Well, me and my woman on a drinking spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. With one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon. That's good. One scotch, one bourbon. Oh yes, oh yes. Well, early in the morning and things all right. That woman wanna fight. But one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
It is just past midnight here on a Friday night, early Saturday morning, or if it's Tuesday, it's just past 5 o'clock. But either way, you are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's at this time each week that I do a thing called the mock, whether it's the midnight mock or the 5 o'clock mock. I take a word, artist, performer, I take some sort of theme, and I mock it. If you've been listening to my program this evening, you've been noticing that I have been playing flashbacks, playing best ofs of Viva La Mock's from May's past, and that's no exception for tonight's mock. Before I get into the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the releases and the music you want. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale today or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Also, if you have a business and you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email us at pr@wrct.org to find out more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I appreciate you listening. All throughout the month of May, I am doing best of the Viva La Mock radio program. Tonight's mock originally aired 10 years ago, almost to the day. It was May 13th, 2011. I did a Guided by Voices mock, so let's check it out. But it's time now that we get into the mock. Tonight we are mocking Guided by Voices.
Someone tell me why I do the things that I don't.
Yeah. I've got a half dozen songs selected for you to make this mock a reality. In fact, I'm starting off tonight's mock with an artist who will be in town on Tuesday playing Mr. Smalls. I'm talking about Jason Isbell and the 400 units. It's a Guided by Voices mock here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
The pace I'll say, God bless you.
Scalding Creek. We were happy, just to be happy. Oh yeah. In the morning too, we were living, but now we're giving. Oh yeah. We'll be right back.
like a siren with endurance like the Liberty Bell. And he tells you of the dreamers, but he's cracked up like the road. And he'd like to lift us up, but we're a very heavy load. And we're finally here. Ish, yeah, it's cool.
Will we go now?
Flaming Lips wrapping up a mock of Guided by Voices here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Doing their version of Smothered in Hugs. Before the Flaming Lips, sorry. I don't know where my words go once midnight hits. Before the Flaming Lips, Sorry About Dresden doing Echoes Myron. Also played some Elf Power in there with their version of Man Called Aerodynamics. Kelly Deal along with Buffalo Killers doing Scalding Creek. Oh, wait. Before the Kelly Deal, actually, a BBC session from Jimmy Eat World. Doing a game of, I'll say Hicks. Then the Kelly Deal and the Buffalo Killers doing Scalding Creek. Some Blitz and Trapper in there with Hot Freaks. Start off the entire set. With Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit doing their cover of this song, Everywhere, Helicopter. So let's get back into more music. How about we do that? Went through the stack of Guided by Voices 7 inches just to... Well, because I was bored. I don't know. Anyway. Close connection to the band Cobra Verde. They put a split 7-inch out a while back. Didn't quite make the mock, but we're going to play the Cobra Verde sign. It's Terrorists. Here on WRCT. Yeah.
I feel
Detroit's own Moods for Moderns is doing a Lust for Luster from their Loud and Clear album here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show. Before that, Ween, the Moxer's favorite Ween song, Dr. Rock from The Pod. Westbury Squares gave us Evaporating Fast. The Business in there. Fed's out there listening. He enjoyed that one. Drinking and Driving. Cobra Verde started off the entire set with Terrace from a split 7-inch they did with Guided by Voices. You are listening to the best of the Viva La Mock radio program, at least a May edition, which means I, the host, the Mockster, have been playing some of my favorite clips and snippets from previous shows, but I went back to only May. So this month only, every Friday night, I am doing a best of various shows from May's of days past. Currently, you're in the middle of a May 13th, 2011 segment that Guided by Voices Mock came from, and the next set of music. But before I get to that music, I want to remind you that between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can be pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message has been brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Let's get back into more music from May 13th, Viva La Mock 2011. Let's get into what is potentially the final set of music for the Viva La Mock radio show for tonight. I always appreciate you listening. Speaking of favorites, one of the Moxer's favorite bands, the Feelies, have a brand new CD out. It's been 19 years in the making. Nobody knows. Brand new Feelies here, from Here Before, on Viva La Mock.
Is it too late? Do it again, or should we wait another 10? Nobody knows, everyone cares, everyone's asking for answers to prayers. Well, you never know how it's gonna go, no one ever knows how it's gonna go. How many times I heard you say, every hour, every day, nobody knows, nobody says anything really that hasn't been said. Well, you never know how it's gonna go, it's gonna go.
Let's go get some sound. chip belongs to a coffee rolls. Children in the playground, the folks in the home. Anybody anywhere who's ever been alone. Is everything the tide.
We are wrapping up the Viva La Mock radio program, this best of edition, as we are doing all throughout the month of May here, 2021. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I hope you have enjoyed it. I do want to remind you, I have one, maybe two more songs coming up. One is from a best of, and one might be more of a current song based on a request. But I got to remind you that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8 and re-airing Fridays at 1, only here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's go back to, I think it was May 2nd of 2014 that this originally aired. You know, sometimes I pick up a record out of the vinyl, out of the library, based on their name alone. This one was a double bonus. I picked it up based on their name, only to find it's got a cover song on it. What? It's the Pink Holes, yes, from 1985. From the We're Glad We Are What We Are album, it's Ring of Fire by the Pink Holes. Have a great weekend. My rocket attorney wanted me to throw some Billy Crane in just to end up the set. His new single, Honeycomb, going out to his neighbor, Mike. Thank you for listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. I will catch you guys with a new best of next week.
Those of us who value our free speech, who don't want to see anti-Semitism cynically weaponized by supporters of Israel, who oppose that ideology of Zionism in good faith with good reason. We will not be silenced, we will not be bullied, we will not be cowed, we will not be smeared. So ladies and gentlemen, stand with us against this unjust, inaccurate, irresponsible, dishonest, ludicrous, simplistic, sweeping motion which conflates Judaism, a great and ancient religion, with Zionism, a very modern political ideology, and in doing so risks emptying anti-Semitism of all meaning. Ladies and gentlemen, stand with us tonight, oppose this awful motion.
That's Mehdi Hassan, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Mehdi Hassan, Ilan Pape, Melanie Phillips, and Annette Wilf in a debate on the motion, Anti-Zionism is Anti-Semitism. The debate was held at the Emanuel Center in London in June 2019. As the issues addressed have not gone away, if anything, they have intensified, we are broadcasting this event. The debate moderator is Carrie Gracie of the BBC. She introduces the program.
It is great to see such a full house for this debate and the motion of our debate tonight. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. There is so much meaning packed into those words, meaning which stretches down the centuries and meaning which reaches into the lives of millions of people today. Anti-Zionism, anti-Semitism, these terms are very fraught. Anti-Zionism, often defined as opposition to the existence of a state, of a Jewish state, in the territory defined as the historic land of Israel or Palestine. Anti-Semitism, most often defined as hostility, prejudice, or discrimination against Jews. Now, surveys suggest that Israel is one of the most disliked nations in the world, along with Iran and North Korea. But how much of this is driven by policies of the Israeli state, and how much is a cover for age-old hatred of the Jews? These are the questions we will examine this evening. So, let's go to our first speaker for the motion, Melanie Phillips, who is a journalist, broadcaster, and author. She has a weekly column in the Times newspaper. She writes for the Jerusalem Post and Jewish Chronicle. Melanie, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, I never visited Israel at all until the year 2000, and I never wanted to go there. It didn't sound the kind of place which had anything to offer me. So, when in the year 2000 I objected as a matter of sheer rationality and justice that while Israelis were being blown to bits in buses and cafes during what was called the Second Intifada, they were being called Nazis for dealing with the perpetrators, I was astounded to be immediately attacked as a Jew. I was accused immediately of dual loyalty, of being too Jewish, and of waving the shroud of the Holocaust to sanitize the crimes of Israel. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign is riddled with anti-Semitic comments, such as that the Paris Bataclan massacre was a false flag operation to increase support for Israel, or that Kristallnacht was instigated by communist and Freemason Jews to promote war against Germany. Today, a German neo-Nazi group has linked to the BDS movement, noting with approval its efforts to isolate the Zionist aggressor state in defense of the rights of Palestinian people. The language of BDS and the far right is interchangeable. Those who say anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism would have us believe that all this is simply a coincidence. I say it is not, and that anti-Zionism is weaponizing anti-Semitism, and this is why. Let's define, first of all, what we're talking about. What is Zionism? Nothing more or less than the self-determination of the Jewish people in their ancient homeland of Israel. What is anti-Semitism? A delusional hatred and fear of Jews, Judaism, or the Jewish people. But anti-Semitism is not like other prejudices. It has unique characteristics applied to no other group, people, or cause, such as an obsessional and unhinged narrative based entirely on lies, accusing Jews of